Christmas traditions vary across the world, but there's one global trend that seems to be taking hold in the music industry around this time of the year. It's that time when established artists decide to release a special album for the holiday season. And it's not just pop stars. Rock stars from Elvis Presley to Bob Dylan have all had a go at the traditional Christmas album. Double J's Dorothy Markek has compiled a playlist just for breakfast with some of the best songs for the holidays, and she joins me now in the breakfast studio. Hello, Dot.
Hi. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm really well. Now, why is it that we see these big stars from Michael Bublé to Bob Dylan at some point in their career decide that they need to release an album for the Christmas holiday?
Well, I think it's a perfect opportunity for them to keep their profile up. I know that sounds slightly cynical, but you know, you've got to keep your name out there.
Even though they've pretty much got fantastic audiences already, they still need to have that Christmas kick, do they?
Well, I think it's also a bit of a badge of honour, or a bit of a kind of stamp on your kind of your career or your catalogue to have a Christmas album.
So what are some of the successful examples of this from the past decade?
Well, our own Kylie. Yes, Kylie Minogue has a Christmas album called Kylie Christmas from a few years back, and I think she's released a couple of iterations or a couple of deluxe editions of that. So I think the great thing about Christmas albums as well is you can kind of, you know, every year you can perhaps re-release the same one and add a couple of bonus tracks
on
there.
Which seems to be a bit of a trend amongst
them.
Exactly,
yes. So she's done that. John Legend actually just released his first Christmas album a couple of months ago.
And that's doing well, I see.
Very, very well. I think Bublé's, yeah, got someone nipping at his heels for the number one Christmas album. Yeah. Who else? Human Nature. As well, I think that's a bit of an obvious one. You kind of expect them to kind of release a Christmas album. Our own Sia as well released a wonderful Christmas album last year. And I think the great thing about hers is the fact that she actually wrote or co-wrote all of the songs. So they're actually originals, which I think is unusual for Christmas albums. Most of them are, you know,
renditions
of their own kind of, Christmas classics.
And in fact, I'm not a fan of the one artist Christmas album. I love Christmas songs. I totally get into it. But I like the compilation, and I like the old school as well. I like fresh stuff, but I, you know, you need Doris, you need Bing, you need Dino.
Absolutely. Nat King Cole.
Absolutely.
Beach Boys. Yeah, they're personally my favourites as well when you're talking about Christmas albums. There's not many kind of modern contemporary Christmas albums I would really kind of rush to grab. So, yeah, I'm kind of a bit of a traditionalist as well.
So, Doc, what songs are we going to be listening to this week?
Okay, so first I thought I'd start up with Bob Dylan. So he released a Christmas album 10 years ago, and it's called Christmas in the Heart. So you may not expect a Christmas album from someone called Robert Zimmerman, but he converted to Christianity in the mid to late 70s. So he's always been, I think, interested in religion. And so, yeah, released a Christmas album and produced it himself under the pseudonym of Jack Frost. So he's a bit cheeky there, but yeah.
Let's hear Bob Dylan and Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled.
Glory to the newborn King.
join the triumph of the skies with angelic hosts proclaim Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
That was Bob Dylan's Hark the Herald Angels Sing from Christmas in the Heart, chosen by Double J's Dorothy Markek. And we'll have more songs from Christmas albums throughout the week. We're also going to have a rather peculiar Christmas carol a little bit later on.